Well, I always knew I was crazy for you. How'd I know? You thrill me so. If this is love, well, it's fabulous. Your lips close to mine, I get chills up my spine. And when they touch, I thrill so much. If this is love, it's fabulous. I read in a book about love and its charms, but I never knew till I held you in my arms. When I held you tight, well, I know I'm right, 'cause only you can do what you do. If this is love, it's fabulous. Always knew I was crazy for you. How'd I know that you thrill me so? If this is a love, well, it's fabulous. Your lips are close to mine, I get chills up my spine. When they touch, I thrill so much. If this is love, well, it's fabulous. It's fabulous. If this is love, well, it's fabulous.
Charlie Gracie, song called Fabulous from 1957, went to number 16 on the pop charts. A guy that came out of Philadelphia, and of course, being there in Philly, he being a singer and all, they liked him, I guess. He was on the American Bandstand. Of course, it started out as calling Bandstand, then it went to American Bandstand. But he was on the Bandstand show from 1952 to 1958. Had a pretty good run right there. Hey, welcome into the BRC Radio Show. We're brought to you each week by the Birmingham Record Collectors out of Birmingham, Alabama. And we've got the Guess Who going to get us started right now. Then Slim Harpo and Betty Johnson with a song about an activity that I'm sure some of you were involved in. We'll talk about that in a minute. But right now we got the Guess Who in a really nice song called Do You Miss Me, Darling?
Monday, Tuesday too. what good is it if I can't even come out and sing it to you right now? Cause talking won't do it and walking won't rush it along. Cause talking won't do it and walking won't rush it
down the street. They call a tipping in. Let's walk on down there, baby. That's where the fun began. But let me check you just one more time. You know you sent me, baby. Let's go on in here. Now, sock it to me. Ooh-wee. You know it's getting good to me now. Ah, shuck.
I'm getting all my kicks and I'm big.
Hoopa Hula with a Hula Hoop. That's Betty Johnson, 1958. Went up to number 56 on the pop charts. Have you ever heard that one? I'm sure some of you did the hula hoop. You had that 50 cent piece of plastic that was in a circle and you went around your hips and did the hula hoop. Yeah, we spent 50 cents or a dollar on something like that. And boy, it caught on and people had lots of fun. But you don't find anything 50 cents or a dollar anymore that's going to sell, make kids happy, I don't guess. But anyway, we had a lot of fun with it. 1958, Betty Johnson. Tip On In, Part 1 before that. Slim Harpo from 1967. Number 127, if that counts for anything, on the pop charts. Number 37 on the R&B. That's a lot better. Born James Moore in Louisiana. And he had a trucking company in Baton Rouge starting in 1956. So while he was still putting songs out like this right here, he was running a trucking company also. And Do You Miss Me, Darling, the Guess Who, 1971. Didn't chart. Got a little airplay, I believe, but came off the Share the Land LP from that year, 1970-1971. Okay, let's keep going right now. We got Bobby Wood coming up, Solomon Burke, and then a group called the Elgins. So here we go right now, and Bobby Wood in a song called Everybody's Searching.
Everybody's searching for happiness, something for their hopes, love or life success. Everybody's searching everywhere, looking for something they don't care. Everybody's searching everywhere, everywhere. Yeah, everybody's searching for land and sea, for the mountains in the sky. Where can a true love be? Everybody's searching everywhere, looking for love and taking share. Everybody's searching everywhere, everywhere.
Downright, uptight, good woman. out there, just lend me your ear. I know many of you folks know the kind of woman I'm talking about. The kind that we men can go away and don't have to worry about. The kind you can call on the telephone 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning and she'll say, Daddy, where are you? Come on home, I love you, I miss you. The kind of woman that's always willing to understand, always willing to lend a helping hand. I'm talking about a good, true, honest, loving woman. I want her to be downright, uptight. Woman, 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 or no woman at all. No woman at all.
Darlin' Baby, 1966, went up to number 72 on the pop charts, number 4 on the R&B charts. It was number 1 in the on the L.A. market, so they real popular out there. That was a Holland Dozier Holland song. Of course, they're the writers that did so much at Motown and in Detroit, so this is one of theirs. You can almost hear that sound that song put out there too, that Motown sound, that Holland Dozier Holland sound, 1966. Uptight Good Woman, Solomon Burke, 1969, 116 on the pop charts, number 47 on the R&B. That's a Spooner Odom Dan Penn song, two guys from the state of Alabama. And I got to see Spooner and Dan in concert about 2 weeks ago up in Vernon, Alabama, where Dan grew up. And he comes back every year that they can get him, and he does a little concert for them right there. So we got to get tickets and go up there and see him, and boy, they put on a good show, and Dan can still sing those songs, and Spooner tickling those ivories, and they had a real good time. Good show. That song also was put out in 1968, went up to number 93 on the pop chart, 16 on the R&B, Uptight Good Man by Laura Lee. So I guess Dan and Penn, you take Dan and Spooner, you take their song and you make it for a man or a woman, and that's what Laura Lee did. So, and before that, Bobby Wood, "Everybody's Searching," 1962, a song that didn't chart, but I'm thinking that's his first release, his first 45 that he did. It's, if not, it's real early, but that's before he had a couple of his hits that he did later on. Okay, let's keep going. We got old George Jones going to get us started with a little country rocker coming in, and then Freddie Scott, and then Ruby Andrews. But here comes George right now, and got a question for you. Who shot Sam?
Everything was all right. Her eyes started rolling. We should have went a bowling. Bam, bam.
Who shot Sam? My, my.
Well, Sam and Silly Nilly, about a quarter to four, was romping and a-stomping on a hardwood floor. Long came Flirty Murdy barging in on the fun. Silly Nilly got jealous and she pulled out a gun. Table started crashing, 44s a-flashing. Bam, bam.
Who shot Sam? I'm out.
Well, the police, fire chief, highway patrol, knocking down the front door with a big long pole. Sammy was a lying on the cold, cold floor, shot through the middle with a 44. Millie was a crying, Sam was surely dying. Bam, bam.
Who shot Sam? I'm out.
For shooting old Sam. The judge, he gave her 20 mil. He said, that's a lot. You shouldn't give me nothing. He's already half shot. A drinking white lightning started all the fight. Bam, bam.
Who shot Sam? My, my.
Well, the police, fire chief, highway patrol, knocking down the front door with a big long pole. Sammy was a-lying on the cold, cold floor, shot through the middle with a 44. Millie was a-crying, Sam was surely dying. Wham, bam.
Who shot Sam? My, my.
Stand alone.
Ruby Andrews, 1970, Everybody Saw You. That went up to number 118 on the pop charts, number 34 on the R&B. Born Ruby Stackhouse in the state of Mississippi. Had a pretty good voice there. I like her singing. She does a good job. Freddie Scott, another guy that's got a good voice. He Ain't Give You None. He Ain't Give You None. Freddie Scott, 1967. Right at number 100 on the pop charts, but made it to number 24 on the R&B. And believe it or not, that's a Van Morrison song, and one that he wrote. And I believe that may have been Freddie's last pop chart song. He had a couple more, I think, on the R&B charts, but I believe that was his last one that he did on the pop charts. And George Jones, one of his early songs on the pop and country charts. Who Shot Sam, 1959, number 93 on the pop charts, number 7 on the country western charts. Okay, we got the Van Brothers coming in first, going to do a song for us. Gary and Charles, and then Willie Goff and Kind Brothers, K-I-N-D, Willie Goff and Kind Brothers. But here we go right now. We got the Van Brothers doing Servant of Love.
If you're looking for a lover, baby, I'm your man. We'll go out a strolling and I'll hold you by the hand. I'm always ready. I'm always ready for love. Like to be your servant when it's love you're thinking of.
Tell me,
Willie Gauff, G-A-U-F-F, and Kine Brothers. It Hurts So Bad. Don't know anything about that record, you know, other than I've got it. But I believe it's, see, the label's the Watts Way, but I don't know really what city it's in or what years, but maybe somebody else knows something about that out there. I'd like to know a little more about that one. That's a pretty good song right there. Willie Gauff, It Hurts So Bad. Gary and Charles before that. Tell Me, Baby, 1967, didn't chart. It came out on the Hartco label. Hartco, and that came out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And the Van Brothers with a little country bopper getting us started. Servant of Love, 1962, didn't chart. It's on the Walton label. And the Van Brothers are Arnold and Lee Van Winkle. So there you go. The Van Brothers. Okay, The Sheep is going to get us started. Yep, The Sheep, in case you've never heard of this group. And then we're going to do our double play of the day, and we're doing two by Dale Shannon. Looking forward to Dale. He's a good singer. I've always liked Dale. But here we go right now. We have got The Sheep and their version of Hide and Seek.
Say, oh, Kelly, so long. We could get away tonight. To run would be so wrong. We are so in love.
Once I had a pretty girl, her name it doesn't matter. She went away with another guy, now he won't even look at her. Hats off to Larry, he broke your heart, just like you broke mine when you said we must part. He told her you lies, oh, it's your turn to cry, cry, cry. Now that Larry said goodbye to you, I know this may sound strange, I want you back, I think you'll change. But there's one more thing I gotta say. Hats off to Larry. It may sound cruel, but you laughed at me when you said we were through. You told me lies, now it's your turn to cry, cry, cry. Now that Larry said goodbye to you.
Hats off to Larry, Dale Shannon, 1961, went up to number 5 on the pop charts. And before that, Dale Shannon from 1963, Kelly, a song that didn't chart, but is the flip side did. The flip side went up to number 50. The name of the song is Two Kinds of Teardrops. I like Kelly's, that song a lot. It's a good song, and it's kind of a true Dale Shannon kind of song, you know. So I like the way he did it and played it and wrote about it. And good song about there sitting there. Got this girlfriend, and guess what? She belongs to his best friend. So anyway, that's a good one there. Double play by Dale Shannon today. And before that, The Sheep, 1966, Hide and Seek, went up to number 58 on the pop charts. This group, The Sheep, is Feldman, Goldstein, and Go to Here. I'm saying that wrong, I'm sure. But anyway, they are the Strange Loves, I Want Candy. They did that song. And they were basically in the studio writing and playing and backing people. And they just came out and did different stuff. So they did one called themselves the Strange Loves, and one they called themselves the Sheep. So, but now Hide and Seek charted about 4 years earlier than that, by the guy that wrote it, Bunker Hill. And if you didn't get to hear it, you missed a fun song. It went up to number 33 on the pop charts, number 27 on the R&B charts. So I'm pretty sure I played it on one of my shows a while back. Maybe I'll catch it again soon. Okay, let's see what we got. It's almost time to go. Let's get in three more here real quick. We got Chuck Berry going to get us started, Vicki Stiles, and then Hattie Winston. So here we go right now, one that you may not have heard by Chuck. But it's a flip side of a hit. This is a song called Lonely School Days.
I came to school alone this morning, with no one walking by my side. You came with someone else this morning, and my blue heart must still abide. I know it shows I'm brokenhearted. This feeling just won't go away. I've been so lonesome since we parted, and I'll be blue again today. Lonely school days have I seen you come to school with someone new. Enjoying pleasures that were mine. You talked to them along the hallway. You walked to classes with them too. You leave from school with them all the evening. I go home alone and blue. Lonely school days keep me blue.
By Hattie Winston, 1965 on the Parkway label. It didn't chart, but I've got a copy of that, and I like that song, so I thought I'd play it today. Along with the one before that by Vicki Stiles, The Tears Won't Stop Falling, 1968. Didn't chart, but I got the copy, and I like playing it. So that's on the Odex label, O-D-E-X, if you ever go out there looking for something like that. But two good songs by the female R&B stars, but Didn't chart, but good sound by them. Lonely School Days before that, Chuck Berry, 1965. Another song that didn't chart, but you flip it over and you do. You get a song called Dear Dad. It went up to number 95, and you need to hear that one. That's one of those car songs, so be sure to check out that one, Dear Dad. Then flip it over and you hear Lonely School Days. There's also an upbeat version of Lonely School Days. Also, I need to play it one day on the show. But it's a little quicker, lyrics a little bit different, but it's the same stuff. Girls coming to school, not with him, walking with somebody else, and it's just a lonely school day for him. Thanks for joining us today on the BRC Radio show, and I hope you enjoyed it. Had a lot of fun doing these things, and we're going to have to get out of here now, but we got Eddie, E-D-D-Y, Sine, S-E-N-E-Y, I think I'm saying that, Sine. He's doing a song called Hot Thing. Came out in 1972. Number 104 on the pop charts, but number 39 on the R&B charts. So a song that I'm sure some of you got to hear. So, but thanks for joining us, and we'll catch you next time on the BRC Radio Show.